97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. You know her from Chelsea lately. Heather McDonald is on the phone. Heather, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you this morning?
I'm awesome.
Awesome. Where am I catching you today?
I'm in New York City in the Simon Schuster offices because I'm promoting the book. The book just came out Tuesday.
Well, congratulations. The book is called You'll Never Believe Boo. Let me try that again. I think I need one of those breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
You'll never blue ball in this town again.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. I see. That's a tough one, but I like it.
Thank you.
Tell me about the book. Everyone knows you from Chelsea Lately. Everyone knows, you know, how funny you are. Tell us about the book. What exactly it is?
Well, the book is not anything that people know about me. It's not in my stand-up. It's about really funny stories about my life in my 20s, where I found myself being a virgin year after year, and not so much that I really, that was a goal in my life. I just wanted a boyfriend.
Okay.
In Los Angeles especially, as I'm sure the rest of America. But if you're dating someone and you go on a certain number of dates, if you don't sleep with them by a certain number of dates, the guy blows you off. And that would happen. And then if I was to tell them, well, the reason I'm not sleeping with you is because I'm actually a 23 or 24-year-old virgin, they freaked and, like, would run. And just was like, I don't want this responsibility. I don't, you know, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to turn into a fatal attraction. I don't want to marry you. I want a boyfriend first. I've waited this long, you know. I just don't want someone to sleep with someone and then see them skateboard past me and barely nod. You know,
sure.
I didn't want that. So more and more time would pass. But I dated a lot. Like, I was always going on dates. And so there's tons of funny stories about that. And I'm very honest. And there's a lot of embarrassing stories. And stories about my dating life while pursuing stand-up and acting in Hollywood. And so there's some juicy stories, too.
Again, it's Heather McDonald. The book is called You'll Never Blue Ball in This Town Again. And it's available. HeatherMcDonald.net is the website. Being a comedian, being on TV, doing all that stuff, it's a lot of pressure. And I understand because, like, you go to a party and you don't know a lot of people. And all of a sudden, oh, hey, you're a comedian. Be funny.
Yes.
And people don't get that. You want to have an off switch. You don't want to have to be on all the time.
Yeah, well, I just did an interview with this this guy. I think he might have been in college or something. And he said, gosh, well, when I first talked to her on the phone, all my friends were like, was she funny? Did she do all her impressions on the phone? And he's like, and you really weren't. And I go, oh, thank you. So it's just boring.
Gee, that's awesome.
But
thank you so much.
You know, I'm not going to call you as Celine Dion. Like, we were setting up an interview, and I am a normal person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes there is a little bit of that. But it's great. I love that people know the impersonations that I do and love the characters. And, you know, and I do a lot of impressions, but I also love being on the panel and just talking about Lindsay Lohan or what's irritating about something and just giving my own personal opinion. So it's... So I'm very, very happy to be in the position I am in.
Absolutely. Heather McDonald, HeatherMcDonald.net. The book is called You'll Never Blue Ball in This Town Again. So has someone, let me see if I can put this correctly. Has someone stolen that piece of fruit that comes in fruit cocktail at this point? Or are you still in possession?
No, yes. I've been married for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So
all
he
right.
has gotten lucky a couple times.
Okay.
I did give birth to 2 children. So that part is great. But what's so hilarious, I was raised in a pretty strict Catholic home. I went to Catholic school all the way, Catholic all-girl high school. And
that's hot. Very hot.
You know, and my mom always boasted how she was a virgin until she was married. And so when they read the book recently, and I'm very close to my parents, my mom comes over and she goes, well, in the book it says you lost your virginity at 27, but you didn't get married until you were 29.
Oh.
Like, Bob's concerned. I'm like, Mom, we're not having this conversation. I've been married for years. I'm a mother. I've been such a good kid. Please don't make me get into a big, huge, detailed discussion. You can read the book and then figure it out.
Yeah.
So they actually read the book and they love it. And but it still was like, oh my gosh, how old am I? Like, you just feel, it brings you right back if your mother asks you that. You know,
oh, you're absolutely right. It's not like your parents never had to bail you out of jail.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
That you never had to make the walk of shame and walk in, you know, with your parents waiting for you at like 5 o'clock in the morning because you were over at some dude's house. I actually got into a conversation with a couple friends of mine as far as like when the talk happened as a kid, because of your mom's upbringing and the way she did things and the way she kind of expected you to do things.
Well, my mom was right from the start, like, the minute she would tell us, like, the minute you sleep with a guy, he's going to dump you. That was the kind of stuff she told us. So it kind of put a bit of a fear that, oh, my God, I would hate to sleep with someone and then have them not call me again.
That's a hell of a bedtime story.
That, which made me go, no, it has to be a boyfriend first. And so that is kind of how she did it. And I was the youngest of five. So I watched totally inappropriate TV at a young age.
Sure.
I knew what hookers were. I knew, you know, what sex was and gay people. I knew all very young, which I would tell other children on the Catholic schoolyard and then not be invited over to their houses. I mean, because when you're the youngest of, like, teenagers, you just, no one cares. Like,
yeah.
No one's even watching you anymore. So I had,
by the time they get to
really,
you, yeah,
like, adult knowledge of things, yet I stayed, relatively innocent. But I also, what was different is I loved to party, I loved to drink, I loved to dance, I dressed sexy, I meet a guy at a party and make out with them, which would then, was probably very perplexing to them that here I made out with them in the parking lot the night I met them, and then 4 dates in, they still haven't gotten any, and they were just like, well, what's going on here, you know?
Oh, you were one of those girls.
Yes, I was.
Oh, hell.
That's why they said, you'll never blue ball in this town again. They got mad about it.
It's Heather McDonald. The book is called You'll Never Blue Ball in This Town Again. You know her from Chelsea Lately. The website is heathermcdonald.net. I'll tell you what, Chelsea's show, the show that you're on, I think is one of the funniest shows and underappreciated shows in late night TV, period.
Oh, thank you. Chelsea's just so great, and we really do have such a fun time. You know, I write on the show, so I'm there every day, and I just love to hear that. I do feel like not enough people know about it, but once people watch it, they're addicted. Like,
absolutely.
Either watch it all the time, or you've never heard of it, and there's, like, nothing in between.
Yeah, and what you have to do is you just, you know, watch it twice.
Yeah.
Watch it twice, because everyone's allowed to have a bad day.
Yeah. sometimes we're like, but yeah. Laugh through it. Sometimes the show's a little messier than others, always comes off fun, and that's what's kind of, it's not like any other show you've ever seen, so that's right. What makes it really cool.
You'll Never Blue Ball in This Town Again. It's the new book from Heather McDonald, from Chelsea Lately. I know you got to get going. I know you have a lot of press to do today. One thing you do with all you celebrities, it's called the Quick Six. 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. You're out the club. What is your drink of choice?
Chardonnay.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I want to be an actress, writer, and stand-up.
Favorite toy as a child?
Barbie.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Harry Met Sally.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Face, lips.
Favorite toy as an adult?
TiVo.
Nice. HeatherMcDonald.net is the website. Heather McDonald from Chelsea Lately. The book, You'll Never Blue Ball in This Town Again. I could hang out with you and chat with you for hours and hours and hours. I got to do this tour again so we can hook it up, all right?
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
It's Heather McDonald, everybody. HeatherMcDonald.net. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM.